大家早晨。
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, church. As you see in your bulletin,
当你睇你嘅个程序表嘅时候，程序表的时候
，It's supposed to be time for tithes and offering.
现在是那个我们那个就说是写的说是那个奉献的时间。
Because we realize because of the coronavirus and the virus season,
但我们知道现在我们是有那个病毒的这个传播的时期。
We will be asking you once again to be depositing your tithes and offerings in the box as you leave the sanctuary today.
所以我们仍然叫弟兄姐妹在你那个离开圣殿的时候，将你的奉献放在那个奉献的箱里面。
At this time, I'd like to highlight something.
我现在呢就想着重说一点。
One thing I love about Logos Baptist Church.
有一点我喜欢我们的正道进行会的一点是。
One thing I love about our family here.
有一点我喜欢我们这个大家庭的是。
Is that we are a loving family.
我们是一个彼此相爱的家庭。
Not just for the people here.
但不只是说在座的各位弟兄姐妹。
But we're learning to be an extension of God's love to those around us as well.
我们会将神的爱会延展到我们的周围。
As such, one of the initiatives we're doing.
这样子的事，我们所做的事情。
Is to learn to, you know, partner with our hearts with those that are suffering around the world as well.
我们就是与那些所有的心中同样是去面临苦难的那些人一起同在。
We know that many people in the province of Wuhan.
我们知道在武汉的那个很多的那个人
has been infected by the coronavirus.
他们被那个病毒所感染了。
I think it's easy for us to sit here sometimes and say, "Okay, I pray for them."
可能我们会很觉得在这边很简单的，我们去说哦，我们要坐在这边，我们为他们祷告。
Not that prayer is bad. Prayer is important. We must do that.
我们不是说祷告不好，我们仍然要去祷告。
But what are other practical ways we can help them?
那还有一些什么更加具体的事情，我们可以去帮助他们的呢
？What are other practical ways we can be Jesus' hands and feet to them?
还有一些什么其他的那些那个更具体的事情，我们可以成为主耶稣的手、主耶稣的脚，我们去帮助他们的呢？
We're going to give you an opportunity this morning.
我们今天早上会给你这样一个机会。
We have offering envelopes outside.
我们在外面有那个的奉献的封。
For us to give an opportunity to bless those that are in need.
给我们有这样的机会，我们可以去帮助那些需要的人。
I know the pastors have encouraged you to do so last week.
我知道上个星期很多的那个传道牧师已经鼓励你去这样做了。
And a lot of you say, George, it's the first week. I'm not prepared yet. That's okay.
那很多人说啊，George, 这是第一个星期，我还没有准备好。
So this week we're going to give you another opportunity.
今天我们会给大家再一次的机会。
To be generous.
能够非常的那个慷慨。
To open up our wallets.
将我们的那个钱包给打开。
And as the Spirit leads.
让圣灵去感动你。
May we offer.
愿我们的奉献。
May we give.
愿我们都能够去放上我们的奉献。
Generously.
能够慷慨的去奉献。
It's an act to be God's hands and feet to bless those in the Wuhan province.
能够成为主耶稣的手，主耶稣的脚，能够成为武汉那些当中的人的祝福。
We're grateful to be partnering with our mission agency of called CBM.
我们能够非常荣幸，我们能够与我们的那个宣教的那个伙伴。
See, as a church, we're a Baptist church.
我们教会是那个浸信会。
And we fall under the Canadian Baptists of Ontario and Quebec.
我们是在那个安省和魁北克的联会浸信联会的下面。
A mission agency that serves the whole Canadian Baptist family is called Canadian Baptist Ministries.
在这个联会下面有一个叫那个浸信会的那个差会的。
And we're honored to be able to partner with them through offering to bless those that are in need.
我们很荣幸，我们能够与这个浸信联会的差会一起携手去完成这件事情。
CBM has a lot of partnerships in China.
CBM 他们在中国有很多的那个合作的那个机构。
And they're able to effectively distribute offering to those that are.
他们能够很有效的将我们所有的奉献能够去送到那个武汉的当中。
So Logos family.
所有的这个浸信会的那个大家庭
，Are you with me on this？
你们会不会跟我一起呢
？Do I have your partnership？
我有没有跟你们的一起的合作呢
？Do I have your heart of generosity？
我们有没有你们心里面慷慨的心呢
？To really be an extension of God's hands and feet，
能够成为神的那个的耶稣的那个手和脚，去把这份的那个关爱传出去呢？
I believe last week we collected around $3,000 something dollars.
上一个星期我们收到了大概3000多块的。
As a family of God, I think we could do much better.
作为一个神的家庭，我想我们能够做得更好。
I'm not going to tell you how much to give.
我不会告诉你说你需要给多少。
This is between you and God.
这是你和神之间个人的事情。
But may we give joyfully.
那愿意我们都能够很开心的我们去给。
Hearts of generosity.
有一个慷慨的心。
Let me quickly pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we're thankful for your goodness.
天父，我们谢谢你的那个好对我在我们身中你的良善。
Thank you for your providence to us.
感谢你对我们的丰富的供应。
Thank you for the freedom to be able to come and worship you so freely here.
也感谢你让我们能够来自由的来到你的圣殿当中来敬拜你。
Help us not take that for granted.
帮助我们不要把这个的权利当做一个是理所当然的。
Father, now we remember those that are in need.
天父，我们现在纪念那些在有需要的人。
We remember our kinsmen.
我那个去纪念我们的同胞。
Especially in the area of Wuhan.
特别是在武汉的那些同胞。
That's been infected by this virus.
他们被这个很多人被这个病毒给感染。
Our hearts go out to them.
我们的心向着他们。
Father, we're thankful for an opportunity to be able to bless them.
我们谢谢天父，让我们有这样一个机会，我们能够去帮助他们。
May you give us hearts of generosity.
愿你给我们一个慷慨的心。
Attitudes of joyfulness.
有一个开心的、喜悦的那个态度。
As we're able to partner with you.
愿当我们能够跟你一起同工的时候。
To be an extension of your hands and feet to be a blessing to
those. 成为你的爱的延展的时候。
So bless us, Lord.
祝福我们。
Bless our hearts.
也保守我们的心
and accept our offering.
接受我们在你面前的祷告
accept ourselves
那个奉献
as an act of worship to you.
成为一个向你的敬拜
May it be holy and pleasing.
也能够成为圣洁
In your precious name we pray.
奉耶稣基督圣名祷告
And we all say Amen.
Amen.
I'm thankful it's Family Day today.
我很开心今天是那个家庭日
I'm thankful that Ontario values families.
我很开心安省能够注重家庭。
They're able to give us an extra long weekend to invest in those that we love.
他能够给我们一个另外的一个的假日，让我们能够去与我们所爱的人在一起。
Well, I'm not sure what you're going to do on your long weekend.
我不知道你在这一个的家庭的日的那个长周末，你会去跟你的家庭做一些什么。
For me, it's quite simple.
对我来讲非常简单。
I need to catch up on sleep.
我要真要好好的睡一觉。
Today we'll be taking a break from the book of Philippians.
我们今天要 take 那个要在那个腓立比书里面讲。
Well, it's an amazing journey so far, right?
非常那个好的一个的那个，我们会从腓立比书的讲道里面出来一下。
We're looking at the person of Paul.
我们来原来看了那个保罗。
And addressing the church of Philippi.
他向那个腓立比的教会去说。
And you know, Philippi is not a church that is unknown to him.
那个腓立比教会对他来说并不陌生。
It's a church that he knows well.
他非常的熟悉。
And as such, he has a connection.
他有很好的一个联系。
And such, he's able to say, "Look at me as I follow Christ."
他可以对他们说，看着我去以我为榜样去跟随耶稣。
Look at my example and to understand what Christ-likeness looks like, right?
看着我这是那个去那个看看耶稣基督是怎么样的。
I'm going to encourage you to continue.
我鼓励大家，如果继续的在当中去
，to dig into the book of Philippians，
去继续在腓立比书里面去
，we're excited to what God has in store for us，
去看看神在当中要什么东西要跟我们说。
Today I invite you to turn to our scripture. We're going to take a pause and turn to the Gospel of Luke.
今天我们会去看另外一本书，是那个路加福音。
Luke chapter 18。
路加福音十八章。
Verse 15 to 17。
十五节到十七节。
I'm going to read it in English.
我会用中文来读。
And I'm going to ask our dear friend here to translate it. All right.
我会用中文读。
So why don't we do it this way? I'm going to read it in English.
那个马牧师会读英语。
And why don't you follow along and repeat it in the language of your choice?
让我们大家一起用你自己所熟悉的语言来跟
着读。It's a shorter passage, so we're able to read it together.
非常短的两节的圣经。三节的圣经。
I'm going to read in English, and you follow in verse 15 in the language of your choice.
马牧师会用英文读，我们一起跟着用中文，我们自己所熟悉的语言读。
This is God's word.
这个是神的话语。
People were also bringing babies to Jesus to have him touch them.
When
the disciples saw this, they rebuked him. Feel free to read.
你大家可以跟着一起读。 有人抱着自己的婴孩来见耶稣，要他摸他们，门徒看见就责备那些人。
But Jesus called the children to him and said, Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these.
耶稣却叫他们来说，让小孩子到我这里来，不要禁止他们，因为在神国的正是这样的人。
I tell you the truth, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God, like a little child, will never enter it.
我实在告诉你们，凡要承受神国的，若不像小孩子，断不能进去。
Keep your fingers on Luke chapter 18.
将你这个的圣经，你可以一直打开着。
You know, I'm going to encourage you to look at this story.
我鼓励你能够去看这个的故事。
Not just at this story.
不只仅仅只是这一个故事。
This story is very interesting.
这个故事非常的有趣。
It's sort of like a sandwich.
就像一个那个三明治一样。
It's sort of sandwich between, you know, two stories beforehand.
它就像一个三明治，当中那个是在前面和后面的夹在中间的。
And one more story after that.
它是前面一个故事，后面还有一个故事。
I believe looking at the context of these stories.
如果看这个的所那个这个故事的这个的环境的下面。
Will help you understand what's going on in the passage.
可以帮助你去明白到底这个故事怎么发生的。
Just looking at the story of, you know.Children coming to Jesus.
就是看这个小孩来到耶稣的面前这个故事。
It's somewhat limited.
是有一点好像是有点局限性。
Without a proper understanding of context.
这就是说是具体怎么去理解呢
？See the story that took place.
这个故事是发生在
before the story we're going to look at today.
我们看看前面之前所发生的一个故事。
It's a story of a Pharisee.
是有关一个法利赛人的故事。
And a tax collector praying in the temple.
和讲一个法利赛人和一个税吏一起在那个圣殿里面祷告的故事。
So, in this story,
在那个故事里面
，Jesus spoke of a man.
耶稣所说这个人
，who was personally very confident.
那一个人他。个人非常的有信心。
He said, "Look at me, I'm good."
他说：“看看我，我非常的好。
I could do good things for God."
我做了很多为神而做的好事。
But the interesting thing is,
但是非常有趣的事情是
，when he left the time of prayer,
当他离开了那个圣殿，那个离开了就做完祷告的时候
，what happened to someone that say, "I'm good, I do a lot of good things for God"?
那会对于这个人所这么自信，这么说，哎，我是个好人这样的人，到底会怎么样的呢
？He's declared not right with God.
神跟他说，他并在神的眼里面并不好。
That's pretty interesting, right?
这非常有趣，是不是
？You think you're in good standing.
你自己认为你自己是很好。
You think you do good things for God.
你自己认为你为神做了很多事。
And after a time of prayer,
但是当你祷告完了以后
，you realize that you are declared not right with God. What is wrong with that picture?
你却发现说，你被神所认为你并不好。
Whereas the contrast here,
这样子，这一个到底那个所反差的是什么呢
？You talk about a tax collector.
你这边有讲到一个税吏。
And during biblical times, no one really liked the tax collector.
在那个当时的时期，没有人喜欢那个税吏。
Not only are they collecting money for the, you know, for the nation.
他不单单只说为那个罗马帝国去收税。
They often cheat and collect even more.
他们经常的去在当中作弊，去那个收更多的税。
So a tax collector.
所以对税吏来说
，He realized that he's no good. He's not in good status of God.
他自己意识到他并不好，他在神的面前不好。
You know what he stands for is not right.
他所代表的并不是好的事情。
And so what does he do?
但他怎么做呢
？He cries out to God in mercy.
他就向神那个呼求，就请求神的那个怜悯。
And let's stop here for a second.
我们在这边说，先停一下。
Once again, two people.
两个人。
You know, you could say it's a teacher of the law, the Pharisee.
一个是那个律法师，那个法利赛人。
Very confident of their status and their deeds.
他们非常的自信。
But before God.
但是在神的面前。
After a prayerful time.
但是当他祷告之后。
He's declared not right with God.
他却被神认为他并不是那个他所认为的。
And a tax collector.
但是对于那个税吏来说
，realizes his status.
他自己意识到自己是什么样的人。
realizes deeds are not commendable in God's sight.
他知道他所做的行为在神的面前并不认可。
And as such, he cries out to God. He cries out, "God, have mercy on me."
他就知道能够向神去呼求。
And what would you do if you were Jesus?
如果你是耶稣的话，你会怎么做呢
？What does it say about Jesus?
那耶稣会怎么去说呢
？It's pretty interesting. If you look in Scripture.
那非常有趣，我们来看一看这个的圣经怎么说。
You know, verse 14.
那个第十四节说。
It says, "I tell you."
我告诉你们。
that this man,
这一个人,
rather than the other,
并不是另外一个,
so was it this man, that means a tax collector,
就是说这个税吏,
rather than the other, which is a teacher of the law,
却不是那个法利赛人, 那个律法师,
went home justified before God.
这个律法, 这个税吏却能够祷告算为义了。
Isn't that cool?
这个是不是非常的有趣呢?
Declared right with God.
被神所, 认可了,
forgiven.
被神所原谅了,
accepted.
被神所接受了,
pardoned.
被神所原谅了。
So Jesus just pictured one man that thought he was so good in front of God.
在耶稣认为那个人自己认为是在神的面前多么的好。
And that should give him the right passage, entrance into the kingdom of God.
他自己认为会有一个路去能够来到神的面前。
Then in contrast, there's another person.
在另外的所对比的另外一个人。
Tax collector.
那个税吏。
Which is considered scum of the earth.
在世人的面前认为是那个垃圾的。
Even he realizes his status and his works is not good in God's sight.
在他自己都认为自己所做的是一切是非常的不能被人接受的。
And it pleased God for mercy.
他能够向神去呼求神的怜悯。
And Jesus.
耶稣。
In his perfect wisdom.
在他的那个完美的智慧里面。
Says the man who pleads for my mercy, for God's mercy.
他说那个人在神在我面前去呼求怜悯的,
is the man that's appropriate.
是合适的,
has the appropriate posture before God.
在神的面前有适合的合适的那个的态度.
Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting?
这是不是很有趣呢?
That's pretty, you know, anti-culture, right?
这对我们的文化里面来说，可能我们不会认为这是,
you know, those that are not right, those that are not worthy, should be punished, right?
我们会认为说那些不值得的那些不好的会要受到惩罚。
Those are in good standing, those do good should be rewarded.
那些有好的那个地位、好的那个行为的会被奖励。
Keep that in your mind for a sec.
在你的头脑里面，你先这样思考思考。
Some more.
我们再看看另外的一个那个三明治的另外的一边。
Let's look at verse 18 for a quick sec.
我们看一看那个第十八节。
Let's look at the rich young ruler.
我们看看那个年轻的官的那个故事。
In this story, we're told of a rich young ruler.
在这一个故事里面讲到有一个富有的官。
Once again, morally very upstanding, right?
说在那个世人面前看的非常是那个有地位的。
He was wealthy.
他非常有钱。
He was prominent.
非常有那个能量。
And he asked a similar question again.
他也问耶稣了一个的问题。
He said, "Yo, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?"
他说，我该做什么事情才能得永生呢？
See, it's very clear from the story.
在这个故事里面非常的清晰的说明。
That he thought he was a law-abiding citizen.
他自己认为是一个守法的人。
Someone that is morally right, that keeps God's law.
他遵循神的律法。
And therefore, it should give him entrance into God's kingdom.
So
once again, it's interesting, Jesus is teaching his disciples. And what did he say?
他说什么呢?
No, he said.
他说不会。
That kind of man,
这样的人,
it's impossible for that kind of man to enter the kingdom of God.
他说是, 这样的人是不可能进入神的国的。
Now you think about that backdrop for a sec.
你现在可以想一想这个故事的这个情况。
Two stories of people trying to enter the kingdom of God, inherit eternal life. Right?
两种的人, 他们都想要进入神的永恒的国度。
And which right in the middle of that,
在中间的那个地方,
right? It's a story of parents bringing children to Jesus.
是讲到那些父母带着那些小孩来到耶稣的面前。
And not just simply bringing children to Jesus,
不只是说简简单单的把小孩带到耶稣的面前,
but asking Jesus to bless those children of theirs.
但是是要叫耶稣去祝福这些小孩。
See, the background is quite interesting.
这个的背景非常的有趣。
It's probably Jewish people.
他们可能都是那个犹太人。
Probably a practice of being very pious, self-righteous.
他们可能都非常的那个想自己自认为自己是有公义的。
So here's sort of like an image that we get of this story often.
我们可以看看这样子，想一想这个当时的这种的情形。
Oh, that the children are so cute.
那些小孩非常的可爱。
And Jesus is sitting on a rock, right?
那个耶稣那个坐在那个那一块一个一个大石头上面。
And Jesus welcomes all.
耶稣欢迎所有的人来。
Nothing wrong with that photo.
图画并没有什么任何的错误。
But I think that's often a photo we get from children ministry when I grew up. Oh, Jesus is just so kind and he's just so welcoming.
这个图画可能我们都记得说在那个儿童主日学里面我们所经常用的这样子的图画。那耶稣是真的非常的那个有爱心。
But the reality, where are the parents?
但是这个事实是说所有的那些的家长去哪了呢?
Where's the teachers of the laws that should be standing there?
那所有那些所教导律法的那些的老师都去哪了呢?
Where are the disciples?
所有那些那个门徒又在哪呢?
So I want to ask them to turn the next slide for a quick sec.
我们再看下面一张的那个图画。
See, I think this is more like it.
这一张是更加的就是说是现实的。
You get parents.
你有家长。
You get the disciples there.
你有那个门徒。
You get Jesus.
你有耶稣在这个图画当中。
You get the teachers of the law, right?
他也有那个教导的那个老师。
And Jesus being razor focused into your child, because if you're just sitting there on a rock, you're just leaning back, laying back, you're not really interested, right?
在这个图画当中，耶稣是注视在那个的小孩的那个非常注重的看着这个小孩。不是说坐在那边像那边很舒服的那样子。
See, here's the thing.
这边所看到的。
When we look at the story.
当我们看到这个的故事。
Why has Luke put the story about Jesus blessing children?
为什么那个路加把那个耶稣祝福那些小孩这个故事。
Then says the kingdom of God belongs to such as these.
而且说神的国。属于这些小孩。
And you need childlike faith to enter.
你要有小孩一样的信心。
Why does Luke?
为什么路加
put the story between these two stories?
把这一个小孩去受耶稣祝福的故事放在这其他两个故事的中间呢
？Are you ready for this?
你预备好了想要听下面的吗
？See, you know, the past few weeks.
在过去的那个两个星期当中
，we've been given out.Insert in your bulletins.
我们在你的那个次序表里面，我们给了有一些的那个夹页。
Some say, "Oh, extra work for me, right?"
有人会说，哎呀，那个又有更多的那个事情要让我去做。
放假我做功课 ，What's going on?
要回家我们有又要
That's not cool,
有功课要做了。
But let me tell you our intent.
但我告诉你们，我们所想要做的目的。
This is not meant to be extra work for you.
这不是说要你去做附加的一些的工作。
Our heart.
我们的心。
To give you a sermon synopsis,
我们给你们那个这个讲道的那个的概要
is to help you to understand God's word more.
是要帮助你能够去明白神的话语，更加清晰的去明白。
But more importantly,
更加重要的是
it allows the conversation and God's word to continue to minister to you throughout the week.
也更加重要的是，我们愿意神的话在你一个星期当中都能够成为你的帮助。
You notice this week there's something called the big idea.
我们看看这个星期有一个叫做是那个最主题。
Some of you say, "Oh, George, you talk too fast. You're 讲英文 I don't understand."
有人跟你说，哎呀，那个马牧师，你讲的太快了，我不会讲英文，我听不明白。
I got an excellent translator here. Don't worry.
我们有中文的翻译。
But even if you say, "Oh, I don't understand both of you,"
即使你说我也不明白你们两个所讲的，我都不明白。
The big idea helps you to ground where we're going.
但这个里面的所说的重点可以帮助你去明白神的话语。
It's sort of like you writing a big paper.
就像你是写一篇长篇的文章。
And you have a very short summary that summarizes the big paper.
你却有在之前有一个那个很简要的一个说那个重点说明。
And that's my heart. This week, as I've been praying about it and praying about it.
这就是我所想要做的。我这个星期一直在祷告。
We're able to put the big idea down.
我们把这个重点今天讲到的重点我们写在这里
but last but not least
的最重要的
we have a reflection piece
我们还有一个在后面有一个叫反思的这样一个的部分
this helps you it's sort of like a devotional that helps you to keep his word afresh this week
这个可以帮助我们一起在我们的那个灵修的里面去思考神的话神的那个圣经的这段的话语的意义
so I encourage you
我鼓励大家
I encourage you especially with those that are parents here
特别是那些做家长的
that have kids in youth ministry,
有小孩在那个青年那个团契里面的
English ministry,
在英语那个会众的
Let me tell you a little secret.
我告诉你们一点点一个小秘密
We study the same thing.
我们同样是在读这一段的经文。
It's the same passage.
是同样这一段的经文。
It's the same idea.
同样的这个意思。
It's the same reflection.
同样的这个的反思。
So encourage you.
所以我鼓励大家。
It's family day.
在今天是这个家庭的那个长周末。
Allow God's word to continue through the week. Dialogue with your children.
去让神的话语在我们的家庭里面，在我们所有的一些，你可以去跟你的小孩一起去。
Okay, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Are you ready for this?
你预备好了吗?
There's a note section in the middle. So
在中间有一个空白的地方, 你可以写下你的,
get your pencils and pens out. Write this down.
写下你的感受。
Why is Luke doing this in the story?
为什么陆家要这样子来做呢?
Because
因为
he is showing you,
他在这边向你显示,
he is showing you,
他向你去显示,
what a disciple of Jesus looks like.
那个神的那个门徒会是怎么样的呢?
Why? Once again?
为什么呢?
He's showing you,
他在这边向你显现,
what a disciple of Jesus looks like. What a, someone that follows after Jesus looks like.
他想向你显现, 耶稣, 跟随耶稣的门徒应该是怎么样的?
He's showing us the heart.
他向我们显现那个的心,
the attitude,
那个的态度,
of a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ.
作为一个耶稣基督的门徒的心和态度应该是怎么样的?
And he's showing you the attitude you need to have in order to become a child of God.
他向你显现说应该有怎么样的态度能够成为主耶稣的门徒?
What attitude you must have in order for you to enter the kingdom of God.
怎么样的态度你应该有才能够进入神的国?
Well, that's a little background.
这是一点的背景。
That's actually a lot of background.
这应该是说很多的一个很大的一个背景。
Let me pray for us again.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord, we need your help this morning.
主，我们需要你的帮助。今天早上。
We need your Holy Spirit.
我们需要你的圣灵在我们当中。
As we read and listen.
当我们去读和去听。
To your word.
听你的话语。
May you give us attention to your word.
愿你让我们有足够的专注。
And we ask that you would do that precisely today.
祈求你能够给我们有非常非常精确的明白。
In your powerful name we pray.
在奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
The story, the passage today,
今天这一段的经文,
is about following Christ.
是讲到是如何的去跟随主。
See, the occasion of these parents bringing children to Jesus,
当这些父母把小孩带到耶稣的面前,
Jesus took that opportunity, that occasion,
耶稣就利用这个机会,
for him to instruct his disciples.
去来教导他的门徒。
And those parents,
那些家长,
those teachers of the law, right?
那些教导律法的人,
who were curious, and some you could see, they don't have very friendly looks on their eyes. They're like, what's going on?
你看他们可能是在就是说在那边注关注着，但他们可能并不是那个很友好的在那边看着。
But little do they know.
但是他们却不知道。
Jesus is using this opportunity.
耶稣却是利用这一个的场合。
To exactly reveal what it means to follow him.
才去向他们那个门徒去显明，跟随他是意味着什么。
The type of attitude you have.
什么样的态度你应该具备。
The posture you have before God.
应该你要有什么样的姿态去面去去有。
So finally it shows.
他在这边去跟他们讲。
How one enters into relationship with Jesus.
一个人怎么样去能够建立与神之间的关系。
And how you ultimately enter the kingdom of God.
一个人怎么样能够最终能够进入到神的国的当中。
See, if you look at the big idea,
如果你去看那个重点的话,
this passage is also about children and grace.
这边也讲的那个所讲到的都是那个小孩和那个的恩典。
There's two key points I want to drive forth this morning quickly.
有两个重点我想要跟大家去那个讲的。
What we learn from Jesus' ministry to children,
我们讲那个耶稣对小孩的这个的事工的这个怎么样来,
and how we properly bring, you know, children in the presence of Jesus,
以及我们如何的能够合适的将小孩带到神的面前。
The second one is this.
第二点,
how we enter into the kingdom of God,
我们如何能够进入神的国,
and the virtues of a Christ follower,
我们如何能够成为神的那个跟随者。
Let's talk about children first.
我们来先讲讲小孩。
One thing that's very clear is that we read in this that Jesus cared about children.
一点我们要注意的就是说，耶稣在这边他非常的关注这些小孩。
He cared about children.
他关注这些小孩。
He even cared about infants.
他也关注那些婴孩。
Because you look at verse 15 in NIV, it says people were also bringing babies to Jesus.
如果你看那个圣经第十五章说，有人抱着自己的婴孩来见耶稣。
See if you go back to the slide before.
如果你去的那个之前的那个图片。
Image before you see often is children.
我们所看的那个图画里面看的说都是小孩。
Not babies.
不是婴孩。
But it's interesting in the passage to say even babies.
那在这一段的经文里面非常有趣的是，也提到说是那些婴孩。
See, let's look at verse 15 for a second.
我们来看一看第十五节。
Luke tells you.
路加告诉我们。
You know, people were also bringing.
有人抱着自己的。
Now the very phrase, people were also bringing.
有人将自己的孩子带来。
It's probably an indication to Luke that it's a common occurrence in Jesus' ministry.
因为这个可能就是路加想告诉我们，这个是非常普遍的一种现象，在那个耶稣的侍奉里面。
It happens really regularly in Jesus' ministry.
在这非常常见的一个现象。
See, it seems to be happening to Jesus that people bring children or babies or infants in front of them and ask for blessing.
就是很多人都是经常的把小孩带到神的面前。
But what's so interesting?
非常有趣的事情是
It seems like Jesus is interested in this.
但是就是耶稣也非常的关注这个。
Jesus seems to be anxious because he wants to minister to these children.
那耶稣也非常的愿意很想要去这样去做。
I love how one writer puts it.
我很喜欢有一个的那个作者是这样写的。
This is what one writer says.
他这样说。
He says the souls of young children.
他说年轻那个的小孩的那个的灵魂。
Or evidently precious in God's sight.
是非常的，在神的面前是非常宝贵的。
It's plain proof that Jesus cares for them.
这个是说的，就是说耶稣非常的关注他们，关心他们。
No less than grown-ups.
并不会比那一个成年人的灵魂去看的为低。
And Luke is the only one who records his story.
那个路加是。只有路加在路加福音里面记录了这个故事。
By saying even infants and babies were there.
这讲到了说，即使是那个婴孩也在这个人群的这个里面被带到耶稣的面前。
But the interesting thing is this.
但是非常有趣的事情是这样。
When the parents brought these babies and infants and children before Jesus.
当那些父母把这些婴孩抱着的来到耶稣的面前。
The disciples actually tried to stop them from.Doing this.
但那些的那个门徒却试图要阻止这些父母把小婴孩带到耶稣面前。
If you're a follower of Jesus, if you're a disciple of Jesus,
如果你是耶稣的门徒，你是耶稣的跟随者。
You're probably thinking something like this.
你可能会这样去想。
People, parents,
那些父母。
What is wrong with you?
父母，你们到底想做什么呢
？Don't you know that Jesus is busy?
你们不知道耶稣很忙吗？
That he cares about important stuff.
他有很多其他更重要的事情要去做。
And over his disciples' own objection.
那些他所带那门徒的他们的那个的就是反对这样去做。
Jesus is saying no, no, no.
那耶稣却对他的门徒说不，不是这样子的。
Allow these children to come to me.
让这些小孩来到我面前。
Parents, bring these children, infants, babies to me.
父母们将你们的小孩、婴孩带到我的面前来。
Because,
因为
and I love this. He says because.
我非常喜欢这个耶稣说，他说因为
the kingdom of God
神的国
belongs to such as these.
就是属于这些的婴孩的。
Now we're going to see where Jesus is going in this passage.
那我们再来看耶稣怎么说呢？这句话。
Like we said, he's teaching them a lesson.
他我们那个耶稣在教导他的门徒这样一个的功课。
Teaching his disciples a lesson.
教导他的门徒这一个功课。
Teaching those are listening a lesson.
这个功课这样子。
And there are some things we learn by bringing children to the presence of Jesus.
从这个人带的那个小孩来的耶稣面前这个事情里面。
Earlier this week,
去学习。
I stumbled upon a blog on the internet.
我今天那个这个星期的早一些时候，我看到了 internet 上面一个的那个blog.
It called Five Ways to Make Your Children Hate Church.
他说有五样的东西能够使得你的小孩去恨去教会的。
It was written by a pastor.
是一个牧师所写的。
It's basically his point.
就是他所想要说的
那些的一些要点。To tell parents that sometimes they do things.
他告诉家长们，有些时候我们家长所做的。
Without mindfully knowing.
并不意识到的情况下面
that causes the children not to get the blessing they ought to when they gathered in the presence of God.
却令到我们使却使得我们的小孩不能够去到神的面前去受接受受到神的祝福。
I'm not going to read the whole thing.
我不会把所有的这些全部读出来。
I'm just going to summarize it quickly for you.
我只是把他所有的所
and this is what he says.
所重点说出来。
If you want to make sure that your children hate church,
他如果你想要你的小孩去恨教会的话
this is what he says.
他说
Make sure your faith is something you only do on Sunday mornings.
那个就，如果你想要你小孩去恨教会的话，那么你可以做的是，你只把你的信心在星期天里面去实现出来。
That means you just turn on your Christian switch on Sunday morning and come to church.
也就是说，你只是把你的那个的基督徒的这个的开关在星期天才打开，说你才是一个基督徒。
The moment you leave church, you're no longer that same person anymore.
当你离开教会的时候，你就把那个开关给关掉了，就你成为一个非基督徒。
Another interesting one.
在另外一点。
Make sure you only play in public.
另外一个就是说，确定一下，就是说你一定要在公众的场合下面去祷告。
And never make prayer a priority in your household.
但是却从来不在你的家里面，在你的个人的生活里面去祷告。
And make sure you look good in front of people.
确定你在人的面前能够看起来很
光鲜。It's about appearances. It's about face.
不是说你的那个所表现出来的是你的那个脸
面 and never about the gospel and never about what happened on the cross
但却从来不会去看重那个的十字架从来不会去看重那福音
and last but not least
但最后也却不最后一点
make sure that your church participation
你说确定一下就是说你在教会里面的参与
it's a priority
是一个重点
only
只是在
when there is no better option
你对教会的参与只是在你没有其他的那个更重要的事情在你认为更重要的事情的情况下你才会来教会参与
so in other words you come to church when it's convenient
你就是说你参加教会是只是为了方便
when there's something else that takes your priority or attention you give it to that
当其他有任何其他的事情在当中的时候你就会把你的着重点给到其他的方面去
So what is the blog writer trying to say?
但是这个的作者想要说什么呢
He's getting at our religious hypocrisy
他就是说注明了我们所说的我们信仰的一种的那个假冒为善
And he undermines the very message that we're trying to send to our children
他就说出了我们在我们的生活当中给予我们小孩的一个的信息
So it goes back to that question
在所有说的那些的问题
，Ministering to children, how do you bring children to Jesus?
怎么样能够把小孩带到耶稣的面前来呢
？Why? Because Jesus is interested in meeting children.
那为什么耶稣那么感兴趣去小孩来到他面前呢
？How do you bring children to Jesus?
你怎么样能够把小孩带到耶稣的面前来呢
？One good answer.
一个很好的一个的答案是
，Would be this.
是这个。
Bring them under the arms and the means of grace.
将他们带到那个恩典的那个的里面来。
And what does that even mean?
那这个是意味着是什么意思呢
？Ultimately, God provided the means of grace.
那个神给我们提供了那个恩典的这个方法。
Whereby He draws sinners to Himself.
他将罪人带到他的面前来。
And He builds them up in His grace.
然后他在他的恩典的里面将他们建立。
So basically, we're elevating, uplifting the grace of God.
简单来说，就是我们将神的恩典我们举起来。
And we're bringing children to come to experience the grace of God.
我们将小孩子带到神的面前去经历神的恩典。
Not because they are worthy,
并不是因为说他们值得。
But because of what Christ has done, they are worthy.
却是因为耶稣所做的，使得他们成为值得的。
See, bringing your children to public worship is important.
是将小孩带到教会来去敬拜是非常重要的。
Allowing them to sit with you, not so much in this case.
带他们来到你的，带他们一起来到坐在你旁边，跟一起来敬拜神。
Allow them to be part of children ministry.
让他们成为在儿童主日学的里面。
With an attitude that we're actually looking forward to the Lord's day.
让他们能够有这样一个。态度就是说，他们愿意很想要去的那个星期天去敬拜神。
We're able to earnestly read His word together.
我们一起能够在家里面，大家一起能够有这样子的愿望去读圣神的话语。
Hear His word together.
去听，一起去听神的话语。
We were able to pray in one spirit.
我们能够一起在圣灵里面去祷告。
Sing in one voice.
一起在那个圣灵里面去赞美。
Using these elements,
使用所有的这些的要素
is a means of grace because that's something God has freely given to us.
能够成为神的恩典在我们身上的一个作用
to edify our children.
去建立我们的小孩
And I'm thankful our church has a very healthy children's ministry.
我非常感谢我们的教会有非常好的儿童的那个事工。
That we're able to bring our children each Sunday to come and experience the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们能够将所我们的小孩在星期天里面带着神的面前来去敬拜神。
With our heart that it would edify them.
用我们的爱心，我们一起去建立我们这帮的小孩。
See, these are some of the ways that we could bring our children to Jesus.
这是其中的一个方法，我们能够将我们的儿女能够带到神的面前。
Jesus cares about the souls of our children.
耶稣非常看重那我们儿女的他们的灵魂。
See, over the years,
在过去的年月里面
my wife and I have been learning through God's grace how to bring Callie into the presence of the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我和我太太一起在那边去祷告，怎么样将我们的女儿 Callie 能够带到神的面前。
I could tell you this, it's not easy.
我可以告诉你，这并不那个不是一件容易的事情。
Anyone that knows my daughter knows she's super stubborn.
如果有人熟悉我女儿的话，都知道她非常的
那个固执。
她今天不在这里，所以我可以这样去说她。
She never takes yes or no for an answer.
她从来不会说作为一个说是或者不是作为一个的答案。
She likes the reason.
她总是要用那个原因。
To even to a point you don't have an answer, she'll still pester you.
当你没有那个具体的原因的时候，她仍然要问你说到底为什么？为什么？
So my wife and I say, how do we bring her into the presence of the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ?
那我和我的太太一直说，我们如何才能够将她能够带到那个主耶稣基督的恩典当中来呢？
Trust me, it's a daily battle.
你告诉相信我，这个是每一天我们都要去为这个去挣扎的。
If I could write a book on this, I would.
如果我能够写一本书的话，我可能可以把这个写出一本书来。
But I will give you a few things that I've been learning recently.
但我可以跟你讲一些我自己的所学到的东西。
As parents,
作为一个家长
，and I'm talking to all parents here.
我在这边跟所有的家长说
，I'm talking to all people that are followers of Christ.
我跟所有的耶稣基督的跟随者说
，But as parents.
作为一个家长
What I've learned is this.
我所学到的是
We need to make sure we are guarding.
我们要一定要肯定我们是在这边保护着
Nourishing and focusing on our own spiritual condition.
保护着和那个喂养着我们自己的那个的灵命
So as such, my wife and I got to put our spiritual condition first and utmost before God.
就是我和我的太太一定要将我们自己的灵命在神的面前，我们一定要喂养好。
The two of us have to constantly ask ourselves, and that's why I love having a partner. She reminds me, and I remind her: Are we putting Christ first in all that we do?
所以我跟她一起，我们能够成为一个互相的伙伴，这样子互相提醒说，我们有没有将神的事情放在第一位
？Do we make time to worship God?
我们有没有设定时间来敬拜神
With thanksgiving at the bottom of our heart
在我们的心里面我们有那种感恩的心
Do we make time to make ourselves available to others
我们有没有将我们的时间能够弄出设定出来能够使他能够有时间去关顾其他的人
Do we read God's word together
我们有没有一起去读神的话语
Do we pray together
我们有没有一起去祷告
If we don't have those disciplines
我们如果没有这样子的那个的习惯的话
We have no right to ask our children to model after us
那么我们就没有权利叫我们的小孩能够去以我们为榜样
And something I realize is this You got to be honest with your children
有时候我会这样说，我们要对小孩，我们要有诚实的态度。
I gotta be honest to my daughter that I'm still figuring this out.
我对我的小孩，我非常的诚实说，我自己也在当中的那个去。
By God's grace, and it's because it's not worthy. His grace, it sustains me, it helps me to go through.
我跟我女儿也说，我们自己也在这过程当中去那个，但是却要靠着神的恩典。
And you too, my daughter, can experience that too.
所以我的女儿，你也可以在这个过程当中去经历神的恩典。
Because of time, I'm going to jump on to point two.
因为时间的关系，我要去讲第二点。
Point two, very quickly, but very importantly, is this.
第二点非常重要。
Because this is where Jesus is going to illustrate the illustration of children in this message.
这个耶稣在这故事里面所提想讲到小孩的事情。
And here's his point. Write it down. Hint, hint.
这个就是第二点。
Jesus invites those.
耶稣邀请那些。
Only to himself.
那些他们自己。
Who cannot do anything.
他们自己不能够做任何的事情。
On their own to gain the kingdom of God.
他们自己不能做任何一点的事情去挣那个天国的。
Jesus only invites those.
耶稣仅仅只是邀请那一些人。
To himself.
那些人。
Who can't do anything on their own to gain the kingdom of God?
他们自己不能够做任何的一点的事情去争取神的天国。
See, look at what he says in this passage.
在这一段他怎么说呢？
Let the little ones come to me.
让小孩子到我这里来。
And do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these.
不要禁止他们，因为在神国的正是这样的人。
In other ways, he's saying it the other way around negatively.
就是另外一种的方法，我们从另外一个方面看。
He says, truly I tell you,
他就说实实在在的我告诉你。
Anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God,
那些所有那些不能够承受神的国的。
Like a child,
像这个小孩一样。
Will never enter it.
他们不能够进入。
So some of you are probably wondering,
你们有一些人可能会这样子想。
What do you mean, Jesus?
耶稣你到底想要说什么呢？
Majority of us here, actually no one's here, are children in here.
我们在座当中没有什么人是小孩的。
And I really want to know, Jesus, what do you mean?
我非常想要认识耶稣，那你到底想说什么呢？
See, here's a reality.
就说现实是这样子。
I've been struggling with this passage for, you know, I would say over 40 years of my life.
这一段的经文，我在过去的40年里面，我一直在这边去思考。
I've studied it, I spent time before God, I went through commentaries after commentaries.
我去学习了，我去看了很多的查经书，很多的查经书。
And this is what usually it comes down to.
这个呢就会到这样一个的结果。
Jesus is saying, well, they're talking about the humility of children, so we need to be humble like the children.
这些就说，这个是这一段经文讲的小孩子的他们那种的谦卑。
But let's be honest here.
但我们那个诚实的说。
Anyone have children out there?
我们在座当中谁有小孩的？
Just one, two, yeah, a few of you, yeah.
那也许个。
The rest of you forgot where your children are, right?
但其他的人可能你忘了你还有小孩。
But here's the reality.
但这个就是现实。
Anyone that has children,
所有的人有小孩有儿女的人
be honest with me and tell me that they're not very humble.
你可以告诉我所有小孩的人都会跟我讲说他们并不那个谦卑。
Majority of the children I know, they think they know it all, right?
大多数的小孩我所知道的他们都认为说他们知道很多的东西。
They know better than me, they know better than you.
他可能会认为说我比你知道的还要多。
So humility like a child?
小孩的谦卑。
Sometimes I scratch my head, not to say it's wrong.
有时候我会在这边想我那个但并不是说我所
说的是错的。And sometimes commentators say,
这有时候这里所说的。
Well, Jesus is talking about childlike faith, childlike trust.
那个耶稣所说的是小孩一样的信心，小孩一样的
trust.
那个信任。
Yes, maybe.
或者。
But, I think what Jesus is getting at exactly.
那所耶稣想要说的。
Goes back to context.
就是我们所要看的前后的连接。
The fact that this story is wedged between two other stories.
就是这一个故事是在前后两个故事的中间。
First of all,
首先
when parents start bringing their children to Jesus,
当那个家长把小孩带到耶稣面前的时候
what did the disciples say?
那些门徒说什么呢？
Don't bother Jesus.
不要来那个打扰耶稣。
Your things are not important.
你们的这些事情不是重要的。
This is something not important enough for a person like Jesus to get involved with.
你们这些事情并不是值得耶稣去做的。
In other words, it's like, why do you go to the president of your company when you could go to a clerk to deal with this? Right?
如果你能够说，就说你可以，你为什么你能够一普通的职员能够解决的，你要去的那个公司的上层去解决呢？
In doing this, his disciples were showing what? A common attitude of the first century people.
你可以看到，就是说，在那个第一世纪当中，人们的一些普遍的一种的那个态度。
See, unlike biblical times,
并不像说在那个圣经的那些的那个所说的那个年代里面的时候。
You and I live in a world that's very child-centered.
我们所生活的一个非常以儿女为中心的一个时代。
This world's built around children.
这个世界是为小孩而建立。
Parents, marketers, advertisers.
那个所有的家长，那个经营的人。
They're obsessed with your children.
他们都非常的去那个以小孩以儿童为就是小孩为中心。
Because if they get through to your children, they're going to get through to your wallet.
因为他们可以从你的钱包里面拿钱。
But that's not the case in Jesus' day.
但是在耶稣的年代不是这样。
Children had no status.
小孩没有那个，他们没有那个社会地位。
They were nobodies.
他们是不是任何人。
They were considered inconvenience.
他们会被认为是一些
They were not important.
并不重要的。
Now Jesus tells us.
耶稣告诉我们。
And Luke records this.
那个路加把记录下来。
In between two men who thought they were very important.
在两个人，他们认为自己非常重要的这样情况。
You realize this? You know the stories?
你知道这个故事吗
？That's wedged between this story.
你能还记得这我们说这两个故事之前后这两个故事吗
？Talk about two men that thought they were all that. Right?
讲到两个人，他们认为自己非常的重要。
Furthermore, children, because they are children,
那个儿童
could not even begin to claim their deeds the right to enter the kingdom of God. What did they do to deserve to enter the kingdom of God?
他们因为不能任何事情都不能做，他们有什么的那个条件能够进入神的国呢
？So what is Jesus saying here？
那么耶稣怎么说呢
？Jesus is saying，
耶稣说
，Write this down， write this down， right？
把这写下来。
Those little children have neither the status，
那些小孩虽然他们没有那个社会地位
，nor the deeds，
或者他们那个愿望
，whereby they have the right to enter into my kingdom。
或者他们的那个这个权利去进入我的国。
So in other words is this，
或者用另外一个话说
，Only those。
只有那些
who know that they do not have the status
他们自己知道他们没有那种的社会地位
or deeds, works
或者是那种的好行为
to enter into my kingdom
才去进入我的国
can enter my kingdom
那些人才能够进入我的国
That's why he's depicting the children as a model
他所以他把那个小孩作为他这一段的那个教导的中心
Why is he depicting children as a model?
他为什么用小孩作为这个的重点呢
Very simple, I think you should get this nowI said it enough times because they have no status.
因为他们没有这种的社会地位和那个所谓的行为。
And as such, this beautifully illustrates.
这个非常非常美丽的去向我们显明。
The way you enter in the kingdom.
你这个你所进入天国的那个方法。
Is by who he is.
是因为他。
Which is Jesus.
是因为耶稣基督。
What he's done.
他所做的。
Not by who you are.
倒并不是因为我们是谁。
And not what you've done.
也不是因为我们所做了什么。
That's it in a nutshell.
这个就是简简单单就是这样子。
We're going to Jesus hits it out of the ballpark.
是耶稣他所做的一切。
It's not by who you are, man.
并不是因为我们是谁。
It's not by what you've done.
也不是因为我们能够已经所做了什么。
But it's all about who he is.
是所有的都是因为。
And what he's done.
耶稣是谁还耶稣做了什么。
See, in U.S., there's a very, very, very famous quote.
在这边有一个非常有名的一句话。
John F. Kennedy says this a lot, right?
那个 John F. Kennedy 经常说这句话。
Ask not what your country can do for you.
也不是说这个国家能够为你做什么。
But what you can do for the country.
而是说你能够为这个国家做什么。
I think it sort of makes sense for the United States back then to rally people to get involved.
那个。可能会非常适合在当时的情况下，能够让所有的那美国人为他的国家去做。但是在那个神学的那个的救恩里面，就却是另外的，另外一个方法。所以耶稣所说的是
，When you want to enter the kingdom，
你当你想要进入神的国
，Don't ask what you can do in order to make yourself right to enter the kingdom。
不要问说你能够做什么，你才能够进神的国。
But ask what I have done for you，
却是问说我为你做了什么。
That you may enter my kingdom.
我为耶稣做了什么，我才能够进入神的国。
Let me finish off with this.
我最后我们这一点。
There's only one thing that matters.
只有一样事情是有意义的。
It's what Jesus has done.
是因为耶稣他做了什么。
Not what you and I have done.
不是因为你和我做了些什么。
The only thing that matters is what Jesus has done for you.
是唯一重要的是。耶稣为我们做了什么
？Not what we have done for Jesus，
并不是我们为耶稣做了什么。
The question, what can I do for Jesus?
那个问题说, 我能够为耶稣做什么?
Comes later in the Christian life.
是在我们基督徒生活的后面的时候, 我们这样,
After you come into a relationship with Jesus.
当你能够已经跟神建立了这种的关系之后,
then out of your love, that echoes that you want to do things to please him. Right?
之后因着我们对耶稣的爱, 我们想要去那个, 为耶稣做。
He's telling us the only those
他告诉我们说,
who know that they lack status, and they lack the merits, they get to enter into the kingdom.
去进入神的国。
In other words, it's a message of grace.
用另外话说,
grace is something we don't deserve.
恩典是我们所不配得到的。
But God took the first step without us even asking or realizing to make it happen.
神却主动的，没有在我们要求的情况下面，主动的向他赐予给我们。
This is exactly what Jesus is teaching in these three stories.
这个就是实实在在耶稣所在这一段的经文里面所教导我们的。
It's a message of grace.
是一个恩典的信息。
It is by grace, His grace, we become followers of Christ.
是因着耶稣的。
So I'm going to finish off with this. I know they put that up there for a little while. It's called a takeaway. Right? So this week, as you leave here, this is a takeaway for you. To continue to allow God's word, His message, to resonate in your heart and your mind.
继续的在我们的心里面，在我们头脑里面， 能够去,
it may cross-pollinate in our community as we share with each other.
能够也让这个神的话语能够借着我们，能够在我们的社区里面也能够起作用。
So let me read it for you quickly.
让我读这一段, 快快地读这一段。
The way you enter into the kingdom
进入天国非靠人的努力,
is by who He is
乃是基督及他的作为,
and what He has done.
是因靠着基督的作为,
not by who you are,
并不是因为我们所做的,
and what you have done.
或者我们所做了什么。
Grace,
恩典,
is God giving the greatest treasure to the least deserving.
神的恩典就是他将最大的宝贝给予最不配得的人,
which is every one of us.
是我们所有的每一个人。
So spend some time this week.
这个星期我们花一点点的时间,
as you leave here this week.
当你离开这边,
you know, reflecting on His grace,
去思想一下他的恩典,
and what it really means to you.
他的恩典对我们意味着什么呢?
Honestly, don't just say, oh, I understand God's grace. But more importantly, what does understanding His grace, what He has done, mean to you?
我们去想一想, right? 到底神的恩典对我们来说意味着什么?
Ask God
去向神去求问,
to give you an open heart,
给我们一个开放的心,
to allow His grace,
去让他的恩典,
to ground and empower your desires,
去能够成为我们生命的动力和渴求,
motivations,
成为我们的那个的, 追求,
and behavior,
成为我们的行为,
as you become a faithful disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ.
使我们可以成为基督中心的门徒。
And that's our desire and prayer for you.
这是我们的愿望,
God bless
我们的祷告,
you.
愿神祝福我们每一个人。
Amen.
Amen.